Blog Talk Radio.
My breath when I'm with you. That body, that face, those eyes. I lose all sense when I'm with you, girl. You know you've got me hypnotized. Just move it off. Touch you. No, I can't wait to love you.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My bad, y'all. What's going on, Blog Talk Radio? I am one of your hostess and your official introducer of the evening, Jahira D'Alto, also known as the legendary Jahira Balenciaga. It is Thursday, September 14th. I am hoping that all of you had an absolutely wonderful week. And let's kick this thing off. I am going to start by introducing one of the catalysts for the show before you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this man rarely needs an introduction. He is, in my eyes, grand prize Prada, the people's icon, without any further hesitation. Shady Prada, everyone.
What's up? Good evening, everyone. How you doing, John?
What's going on, Shady? How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed and impressed. I'm here.
And I am glad. And the show simply would not exist without the other co-host of the evening, the other inception of the show before you tonight, the godmother, grandmother of the House of Mizrahi.
Bully.
And everybody's favorite Medea, ladies and gentlemen, Susan Mizrahi.
Shut up, Katie.
Oh.
Hey, Jahira.
Then.
Calling somebody a bully. You sound better this time, Katie.
Thank you. I'll try.
You
know what? After Sandy hit in my house, my reception has been horrible. I have the ear thing that Sprint gives you, and ever since Sandy hit, my house is horrible. I'm not home, of course. That's probably why it sounds bad.
Mm. Oh, okay, because you sound real, like you were hot or something.
Yeah, I'll be held hostage at my house.
Holy shit. So what's good? Since last time we talked, you walked the ball? Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, yeah, so shout out to Corinne Balenciaga. We got robbed in D.C. I got off of work at 3 o'clock, made it to New York at 4 o'clock, got on the dirty ass of Mega Bus with hair stains and everything in it. I got to the ball at 8:15.
What
we walked
it?
About 10. Huh?
What was in the bus?
It was dirty.
I've never been on a Mega Bus.
I mean, it was dirty to me. Anyway, but I got to the ball at 8:15. We walked about 10:30-ish. It was a nice crowd. It was a beautiful venue. That was my first time meeting her. She hit me up on Facebook and asked me to walk with her in July, and I said okay. I was supposed to be out of the country, but, you know, Irma, Jose, Katrina, and everybody
came
wanted to come. So, yeah, so they was like, you're not going. wiped away all the hours. So I was like, okay. So then, you know, we walked. It was three people. The ballroom was more or less, it was how agency people, but it was a good crowd. It wasn't a lot of, yeah. It was a big ballroom and everything. It was very nice put together. It was at the Marriott. And we walked, and in my opinion, we lost by one vote, but I think we should have won, my opinion. So I'm not a sore loser. I'll take a L, but, you know, it's what it is. That was the first time I really got into a costume and all that, because, you know, I don't do all of that, but I did it for the strip for her, and I want to thank her for even calling me to walk with her, because she won the $1,500 last year at the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
But it's an honor to be asked to walk with somebody that of caliber.
Yes.
That was very nice
of
you.
I don't walk with everybody. It's no shame. Like, I'm not all this shit and whatever, but I just try to pick and choose my poison when I do it. And I really wanted to do it for her. I thought it was a good concept. It came together quick. We had a little production, and every day that season didn't tape. He didn't get the tape part. But it was okay. You know, I didn't lose, like, you know, I lost some respect for D.C., but we already know we go down there. But I jumped right back on the bus at 12 o'clock, and I was home at 5:30, and I went to work at 7:30 for overtime. So, yeah.
Make it
I was in D.C. for 4 hours. 4 hours.
What do you think, Hiron?
I said it happened. He said that the two of you looked amazing. Like,
thank you, Jara.
Incredible.
He was all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. It could have been tighter, but right. You know, you live and learn. It was for $1,500, so I mean, you got to put yourself in the race. I did it on the strip for her. I mean, if
and
I went to go,
and
I would have felt bad. So, I mean, one vote is not like getting shut out, you know?
Right.
I can't lose.
The whole panel.
Right.
Yeah, anybody can lose any given night. But sometimes in certain areas, it's like, you know, it's kind of...
Don't even waste your time.
No, it's not a complete waste of time. It depends on the function. Like, you safer at a... Capitol Awards Ball in D.C., something like that.
Right.
But any other time, the home team wins.
Yeah, because they thought I was a butch queen, too. That wasn't stressed. I think if that was stressful, like where I was like, oh, I look like a butch queen today, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you going to do?
When
I
you
take
off
it,
the mask?
I see them.
When
once
did you
I
take
got
off the
to
mask?
The stage. Once I got on the stage. Because nobody knew I was going but you and Badass and my best friend and one other person.
It's
and Maddie. Happy birthday. It's Maddie's birthday today. Happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy birthday,
Maddie. Only four people knew I was going down there. So I tried to keep the mask for a while I was there. And, you know, so it could be the element of surprise because I don't really, you know, I go to
the
Yeah,
but element
of
surprise
really
works when people know you. And you had people that, like you said, wasn't really ballroom.
Right. There was a couple of
ballroom
cases in there. The Garstars was in there.
Garstars.
It was really light. So it was a good experience. Like I said, I was in D.C. I traveled for 8 hours, for 9 hours, but D.C. for 4 hours. Got the hell up out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even stay for the rest of the ball. Yeah, I went, like, after I walked, I changed my clothes, went to the store, and took me an Uber right back to the train station. I mean, the bus station, and got the hell out of there. Went to work. I made $400 that day, so I'm still winning.
The moral of the story is...
Still winning.
He's still winning.
One way or another, you know me, I'm going to get it, baby.
So, Zahira, are you coming to Philly?
I will not be coming to Philly, unfortunately. School comes first, and I am packed ass this semester.
Stop school! I'm kidding. Be dumb.
I'll definitely be there. I mean, it's place to be. Believe me, I'm sick about the fact that I can't make it. But, you know,
I hope
as,
it's the place to be.
As part of half of the half the component that created Lanvin and a former member, proud member of the House of Ibisu, obviously I wish them all the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be an epic event on a number of levels.
Yeah, I just hope nobody comes in here starting no shit. Cause
well,
that's why
it
might be an epic event, too.
I'll be security for free that night. Well, they want to hire me. I'll be security. They want
to
hire me.
They need somebody that knows ballroom. You can't have all, like, straight people securing ballroom, because you got to know the players to know who to look out for.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to put out a couple of fires right now, so I think we'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be all right. It's going to be a very nice ball. It's going to be a nice, successful night. The Lavins don't start shit at anybody else's ball, so I don't think anybody should come there with their shit. My opinion.
I agree.
Agreed.
But.
I need to just grow the fuck up and just, you know, I'm not with that arguing on Facebook and shit. You got something to say to me, come call me. So just get it over with and leave it alone.
Nah, Facebook is the place to be now to be arguing. That's what everybody want to argue. You got my address, nigga. Come see it.
Right. I'm going to just be like, okay, we'll just have that conversation when we see each other. Then this shit changes.
Yeah. I told somebody, go to the mall. Meet at the mall and fight. Because you really don't want to show up to nobody's door. Because you think you badass and you should knock on somebody's door and they open the door. I know if you come to my house, you're going to get the surprise of your life.
I keep saying that somebody's going to catch a body by mistake in ballroom, and
mm-hmm.
then I think
that's
when reality will come into effect when somebody catches a body by mistake. And what I mean by mistake, that somebody's going to get killed by mistake over some dumb miscellaneous shit. And I keep telling, I've seen somebody get punched and died. Just being punched when they fell, they hit their head and broke their neck. It can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nothing worth anybody coming at anybody like that for in ballroom at all. I don't condone it. It's just disrespectful. And I pray that the shit just don't happen on my watch and I'm there, you know, because it's just getting out of hand. All the animosity and everything. If I want to fight like that, I don't have no problem renting the rain and everybody put some gloves on it, do what you got to do and get it over. And then keep and move on to the next thing if you really want to fight. But all this other shit that's going on, it looks like a pack of games. Games, that's all it looks like right now.
I mean, the whole in-person thing almost sounds nostalgic at this point because, I mean, It used to be that you had to actually go and attend a ball in order to make a name in ballroom. We've seen with the advent of social media, that's no longer the case. And so, yeah, now all this online violence, like the referee is a Wi-Fi connection.
And the batteries, the people putting batteries in backs, that's not cool. The agitators, we call them old school agitators. You know, I see a lot of shit. I don't say nothing. I'm making phone calls behind the scene to be like, you know, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Because it's just ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. I'm putting out a fire right now. Trust me on that.
Mm-hmm. Put it all the way out. Don't put it where, you know, you got to get the embers underneath.
Yeah.
Make sure it's out.
Yeah.
Bump them up. Yeah. Well, anybody in our, any family members in the storms and I know my aunt in, Sanford, she's good. She was out without power for a couple of days, but and people, her roof came off. Mind you, she had just bought the house. That closed on it the week before. But she says she has insurance, and knowing her, she does. So she's good.
I'm thinking about going to Texas once we Shaq is going down first, but my job is collecting stuff, and I think in New York they're doing the 105 Power 105 with Charlamagne and the Morning Breakfast Club is doing a fundraiser this weekend in New York. So what I'm going to try to do is find out where the stuff at so we can – I'm collecting shit now. We have about 20 cases of water, and I went through my shirts yesterday, my T-shirts yesterday. I'm going through my rest of my stuff today. And I got, like, two boxes of clothes already in my at my job. So what I'm going to do is try to take that stuff over there so they can ship it, you know what I'm saying? Ship it down with them. Because we don't know what to do with it yet once we get it, but we're going to find a way. Even if we have to pay for it, we'll just raise the money to ship it down there. But we just want to have a solid place to take to send everywhere, send everything. We just don't want to send it and not know where it's going to.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I feel for the people in Texas, even though I don't fuck with Texas like that, because their government is so anti everybody. Yeah. But I feel you. But I gave some money, but mine was basically for the relief of the Virgin Islands and people down there that really got fucked up.
Oh, yeah,
up.
I'm going to give some to them, too. They're going to be fucked up. But the Sunway Foundation with Shaq, Shakaysa Brown is running. She's going down there first, so she'll be my on the ground scene.
Shaq Diesel, hit one, Shaq, if you want to talk, because I know you out there. I know you out there. Shaq, she's always been one of our greatest supporters. Her and Roxy.
Absolutely.
Mhm. Yeah, they're very, very supportive. See, I'm glad everybody is getting it together. Yeah. Now I'm saying Roxy's been a supporter of the show for when we were on What's the Tea Radio and Shaq and Diva. A few people that stand out and was always around, always supportive. So I can see it's a lot of New York. What is, I don't know what 202 is. What is that? Maryland? Isn't 202 Maryland?
Yeah,
D.C. Okay.
Yeah.
And Aisha, when you're there, please hit the one. Well, I think I see your number, but when you're ready, we're going to bring you right on as soon as you hit one. Don't be afraid. Oh, shit, I'm scared. Hit one. Hit one and bing, you're on. But tonight we're going to have Icon. Ballroom Icon, Aisha, Prodigy, Mother Iman, on to speak with us a little bit about her history in ballroom. And she's also bringing a guest. Some of you know her as Miss Ayodele. She is hilarious. She is stupid. She is some of the stuff she's talking about, she's funny. So, yeah, she takes me. She's but hit one, Aisha, so I know it's... So I know it's real. I should hit one. She texted me. But yeah, I used to sit around for a long time in many ways and many facets. We're gonna let her tell her own story. Oh, okay, I see you. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, just cool people. You know what I heard today though? Speaking of ballroom, called me and Shady. You probably already aware of this, but you didn't share it with me. But I'm gonna share it with everyone. If someone is trying to make a web series featuring ballroom, I guess, characters, because I'm not sure if they're using any ballroom people. You know what I'm talking about, Shady?
Nah, they got money.
See, and this is the messed up part about it. Now, Badass needs to be on this show because I know for a fact that he knows. Because, let me shut up. But anyway, if you're thinking about doing a web series for ballroom, it would behoove you to use ballroom people and not some characters that y'all made up. Because you get it wrong, we're going to read. Trust and believe, we'll find you and read you down. If we have to shut your website down by reading you and flood your YouTube page with all kinds of fucked up comments, we'll get you.
So don't call me and
you don't believe us.
A lot of money.
Try it. Yeah, we're not doing Paris is Burning again where nobody got paid. And
right. And if you don't believe it can't be done, ask Wolfgang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to text him and tell him to call.
When we start reading, we don't know when it stops.
Badass has a 203 number.
Mm-hmm. He ain't
from Connecticut?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
My mom's number is 203 in Haven. But, Jahira, you want to bring on the icon?
Absolutely. Y'all,
they can do all the web series they want. They don't have no money. Don't call me. I don't shit for free.
Shut up, baby. They're bring ice on. Go ahead, Jahira.
So we are incredibly honored and thrilled to have with us on tonight one of the women who both revitalized and revolutionized the women's space as we know it today. She is an earned icon, and again, she is bringing with her an alter ego that has provided hours of entertainment to the people in recent months. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the icon, Aisha Prodigy.
Aisha, hey, everyone. What's up?
What's up?
How's everybody doing? Can everybody hear me well? Because I want to make sure that. Do I sound
well? We can hear you. Not well,
okay,
but
good.
We can hear you.
Okay, let me try and see if I should. It'll be better. Hold on. Let me see. How are you doing, man? Is this better? Is this better,
yeah,
everybody?
Yeah,
I can hear you well.
Yeah,
okay, I want to make sure that you guys hear me. Oh, is this better?
Yeah, I hear
you.
Okay,
okay,
good. So, how's everybody doing?
We're fabulous. We
how is everybody doing?
World traveler.
Yeah,
how
I'm just in Africa feeling
Africa?
Like over this. I was trying to find a billionaire, honey, so I didn't have to come back over here. That's what I was trying to do, but it didn't work out for me.
Oh, okay. You're so silly.
I was trying
silly.
To be like, you know what? It's not working out with these girls, honey, so I might as well just go ahead and flip over shit, goddammit.
Get your African prince.
Get your African prince. You know, he can have as many girlfriends as he wants because I know I'm not going to want to do it. So,
yeah, I mean, it'd be better that way because, you know, you have you a girlfriend, he have him a girlfriend, and everything's so pathetic.
Exactly. You know, that sounds like a poem.
Girl, that would be perfect. It's too hot.
I heard you, but you're talking about that show. There are several shows that are coming out actually in season. Well, the ballroom scene, but I'm not gonna have ballroom scene. Some of the there is a show coming without ballroom scene after this per se. There is a
really?
Scene. Definitely
that's
heard that
bad.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Ballroom appropriation. That's crazy.
Well, we're allowing it to happen.
Nothing.
That like, but there's some
that's
people
true.
Within our community that is allowing it to happen. It's not you can't come into something if somebody's not giving you the gatekeeper or giving you opening the side door for you to get in. Period.
Yeah.
It's happening because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they called me today and I was like,
scene.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
I said nobody can get into a bowling scene unless you kind of know somebody, know somebody, know somebody. It's how you get into it, right?
Mm-mm. And you're
and
not you really
a couple of, dangle a couple of Negro trinkets in front of people's faces, and they're happy. Give them a couple of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth nothing. They'll take it to sell you down the river.
Crazy. When they brought that to me, I was like, who? What?
Mm-hmm.
And I just commenced
that's
the reading. I'll just give you a little preview of what's going to happen to you, and I just commenced the reading. So, they multiply that time, whoever... feels like just reading you to wake up in the morning in a bad mood. Let me go read that hoe. But yeah. Mm-mm.
Oh my God. So
sorry,
I'm honored to be on the show, guys. I'm glad you guys are back on. Thing. We were missing you guys for a very long time. So I'm glad that you guys
you
are back
what?
On board and doing this. So I'm glad that we have our own platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we want to hear about you, though. We're happy that you're here. And you've always been a supporter as well. And you know what somebody else was missing? Kiana. Kiana, I meant to mention her earlier as a long-time supporter of What's to See. But, Aisha, we want to talk to you. All three of us want to talk to you and give the audience a little of your history with ballroom and like how you came to define ballroom and your evolution in that process.
Should I go way, way back, or should I start from late? Like,
yeah, we want.
Where should
no,
I start
mm-mm,
from?
No, You want to be like, hello, what is this? Yeah, from the nucleus,
okay.
From the beginning.
I want you to start from what the hell is a ball?
Yeah.
Basically.
What is
okay,
that? That's
so I'll tell
saying.
You.
What is that?
A ball is a ball. You want to explain what a ball is?
No,
go
I'm
ahead.
Saying I would love
that's
for you to start
go,
from
but
when
I'm
you
saying,
first
go ahead.
Learned.
Okay, when I
yeah,
started.
But,
okay,
but
okay,
you,
okay, perfect.
Yeah, when you started.
So 1997, right? 1997, I'm at a club, early January, I'm at a club, and they're giving out flyers outside of the club when I get out of the club. They're giving out flyers for an event, and it's like on a white paper typewritten, but it has like
yeah.
a list of categories. I'm like, what kind of flyer is this, right? So I grab it, and then when I get in the house, I look at it, it's a ball for it's a ball in the Y on 14th Street. Like there's one that's like on 15th Street, kind of like on that corner on the side, and it's I was like, what is this? All these categories, runway, this runway. I was like, it's a fashion show. What is this? So I'm like enthralled. Mm-hmm. So I asked my friend, I was like, let's go to this thing, right? So I have on my jeans, you know, stonewashed jeans with hot band, you know, the boot cut ones, the wide
yeah.
legs. Had on my
oh
Mecca
my
shirt tucked in tight. Had on my Mecca shirt
yeah.
with the orange Mecca with fresh
yeah.
tag just freshly off of it. Just got it from Dr. J. A little bit schmedium because yeah, I know I like to wear a tight shirt. So I come in new. I had my doobie flowing. I had long, long hair. Had my doobie freshly washed and set. Went to this function and all of a sudden Like, I get there early, too early, right? So we're just sitting there, right? Sitting. This is like a story that a lot of people tell, but everybody can relate to the story, right? So I'm just sitting there, we're just staring. It's like, we see a judge's table. We see, like, what is now, what I knew now as a judge's table, a table with chairs behind it, and people start trickling in and coming in and things like that. And then people start coming in, and all that happens, and then I see a couple of houses are forming. They have tables for houses. We couldn't sit at the table. We sit at one of the front tables. They were like, no, these are reserved for houses, so you should sit at the back. So we sat, like, on the side and things like that. And then the competition just starts ensuing. It's going on and on. Actually, then I noticed one, like, plus, you know, like a size sexy man, Spanish Latin man with a big hat, and that was Arbert, right? So I was like, so shady. What is he? What is he about? So they call the category women's face. I did, was it women's face or was it like sex iron? It was sex iron, women's sex iron. And clearly I didn't know the category because I have a full outfit on, jeans, boot, Eastlands. I had on my Eastlands. You guys remember Eastlands back in the day, the burgundy
yeah.
joint? So I had on my Eastlands, full outfit. And then I pump up there unbothered and they chopped me. So I'm like, oh, okay. Then somebody pulls me and says, well, you know, you didn't have her in the categories like it's supposed to, but you're pretty or whatever. I was like, okay, thank you. But I still was having, that didn't stop me. I still was like, oh my God, this is really fun. And at the end of the night, I tried to run. They were giving out, I tried to run and catch Arbert, but Arbert like had been whisked away with his like, he had a couple of minions. So like they had just whisked him away. So I didn't get to talk to him. And then I saw that they were giving out, they kept on announcing the latex ball, announcing it. I was like, what is the latex ball? I didn't know. So then I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to find out about it? Because this is the next thing, and I want to go to it. I'm really interested. Like, literally, the first ball I went to, it was like glue. I was like, oh, my God, I got to see what's next. What's happening? What's going on? Mm-hmm. I want to be a part of this. So then I call the Gay and Lesbian Center. I call all the different centers. I call so many people. I'm asking people that I know that are gay. They said, we don't know what a ball is. What is that? So I call the center, and this guy answers the phone. I don't even know what this guy's name is. I don't remember anything about him. He's like, I think I've heard about the latex ball. Let me call my friends and see. I was like, please find out, because I kind of know. And then he called me back and said, you know the ball is today, and it's 7 p.m. I was
like,
let me just read that.
And that
it was the Rose Brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was at the Rose Line. No, it was before the all. It was before. They had the. It was a futuristic or something. Something it did, or whatever. So he gives me the address and everything, and clearly, you know, it's like maybe 5 o'clock. He gives me the information. I get ready because I think I have to be on time. Of course, I get there at 7, maybe 8 o'clock, and no.
Oh my God!
It's crickets. But it's so, like, amazing. The runway is huge. I'm like, it's in a candy store. And I see these little safer sex kids that say, got milk. It's how nice to be there. The slogan, got milk, meaning, I guess, you know, what that means, guys. What that means. So, and I saw people with the got milk T-shirts. And I was like,
what is this? They're giving, and I open up the pack, and it has condoms and lube. I'm like, what's going on? I was like, this is like protection, like HIV prevention. I'm like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, like at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, it is packed, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's at their tables. All the houses are there. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then they come out and do Grand March. I see Albert again. And then I see Ricky, who happens to go to college with me. And I was like, oh, my God, now that's my end. Because I know him. He's always holding court in the cafeteria. So I'm going to catch him when I go to school on Monday. I was in college. So I was like, I'm going to catch him when I go to school on Monday. And then I watched the ball. It was amazing. Great. I see to the very end. Like to the nitty-gritty and all of that. Went home, thought about it, talked about it with my friend. I was so much more excited than she was. She wasn't even interested in it. I was so, like, in it. So I then went to school on Monday, and I saw Ricky. Ricky was a latex at the point. He became Ricky Redlon after a while. But he was a latex. And then I said, so what was this thing? I saw you walking around March. I want to be a part of it. He sat there. He said, Go to 24th Street and make a left, go to the 6th floor and ask for Arbert. And that's all he said. He didn't take me there. He didn't walk me there. So I wanted to make sure that I looked cute. So I waited to the next day. I had my girlfriend go with me at the time. She, of course, another person that didn't know nothing about it. So I just went, and we went in there, and Arbert was there giving people Reiki. You guys know what Reiki is? It's like the healing hand.
Yeah.
So he was doing Reiki with all the kids in the room in the peer space. He's doing this Reiki, and I'm like, what is he doing? And then I go and I see him, and I'm like, oh, I want to be a part of the house. He's like, you want to be a part of the house? Go get tested. I'm like, what? And mind you, I ain't never got an HIV test in my life, right? I'm like, what? Okay. And I'm scared because I never had an HIV test. And I'm like, that was the first thing he said to me. Get an HIV test. I'm like, what? So then I make my girlfriend a child. We go downstairs, and she gets the HIV test, too. And I get an HIV test, and we get the results a week later because it's like the full blood draw. They don't have the quick rapid test and anything, right? So we did that. We came back upstairs. Albert said, do you want Reiki? I say, sure, whatever. So I lay down, and he does the Reiki on me or whatever with the healing hand, which eventually they made me go get trained on Reiki. He said, I don't remember how to do it now, but I know how to do Reiki. I'm certified to do Reiki or whatever. And then I came back to the house meeting. He invited me back to the house meeting on a Friday the following week or 2 weeks or whatever. I came to the house meeting, and somebody showed me how to sell face, and then I sold face. And they were like, oh, yeah. And then I stood outside, and then they let me become a part of the house. And I joined in with full bravado, right, like full force. Like, I wanted to do outreach. I wanted to do – because, you know, House of Latex is not just about walking balls. It really was about HIV prevention, about educating the community and being a part of the community for while you're educating, right? So I jumped in full force with their messaging. A lot of the themes of the balls that came after that, I created those. And I was really, really – you know what I'm saying? Like, you got served. That was – this is me, Brenda – and all of that we all sat there and talked about that because the girls used to service, right? So are you getting served? That was, you know, things like that. We just all worked together. And fast forward, being such a stellar member of House Latex, when Arbert left to be an AVSU, he then crowned me the mother of House Latex, which I didn't want to do because everybody left the house, y'all. Everybody, right? It was like mass exodus. When Arbert left, everybody left. It just left me, like, you know, a few of the younger kids, and there was like, I was like, what am I supposed to do now? And they actually even asked me to say, like, you should leave and become an AVC too. I was like, well, Albert, why would you crown me in front of people then in the back say, well, girl, you're going to be an AVC, right? I was Albert, you know, I was like, no, I'm not going to be an AVC because I'm going to stay as House of Latex because it's what I'm a part of, and, you know, I believe in everything and all of that. So I stayed on, and you guys know it was a struggle. I worked hard. I recruited kids. Kids put me through it because, you know, I was still young then. So they're doing all sorts of stunts and carrying on me. But I was able, during that time, running the House of Latex, to also formulate with Arbert, you know, the Kiki scene, right? The Kiki, the birthing of the Kiki scene that was targeted at youth and young adults, right? Because they said they used to be Kiki scene. They used to be Kiki. This is the ballroom girls in Philadelphia or something. So, but the Kiki scene that was targeted to youth and young adults. Because when I used to go to balls, used to be really sad when I saw young kids at the ball, like 14, 15, 12. I'm like, why are these kids here? It's the middle of the night. Why are they out late? We got to create a space for them where they can still have their ball and have their fun, but they can go home at night, right, and not be have to be out so late. So, and a space that you can also have, like, shopping, connecting them to education, connecting them to testing, connecting them to, you know, housing, connecting them to, you know, getting connected to care, things like that. So kind of like you still make it fun, hide the medicine and the food type of thing. So at first the Kiki Balls were just fun, right? Now they're serious business, y'all. So fun thing to do. The kids would use toilet paper, cartons, they would use sheets. They created their houses on the spot. So like the house of school, your house of Old Navy, everything, like your house of MetroCard, house of Snapple, house of D-Block. A lot of those houses were created on the spot. So you created your grandmarch on the spot. You picked your house kids on the spot. So it was more like a game. And then they started to, of course, organize, right? Because, you know, it's an empowering space, and it gives them that kind of, like, extra, that extra, like, oomph. So they created their own dynamics, and the Kiki scene now is, like, I would say it's, like, neck to neck. Like, they're having even more balls than the mainstream scene now. So it has grown in lifts and bounds. And, of course, a lot of agencies have seen the power of the Kiki scene, so they use that to get, you know, those numbers, right? So, but that's another story. So that happened. And in 2007, I left the House of Latex because, you know, I was burnt out doing HIV prevention work, dealing with the ballroom scene a lot. It was a lot. So just I burnt out. So, but I joined the House of Prodigy then, right, in 07, and came out at the Icon Ball, like, sat so many girls. It was, like, such a hot night. My little blonde hair, I was feeling it. That was my debut as the house in the House of Prodigy. And I used that, and I started House of Prodigy. House of Prodigy is a Philadelphia-based house, but Dominique and me are really close as my gay son. He was a part of that, and I kind of like man. I really like man, and we used to kiki and have a lot of fun. So I was, like I said, comfortable. A lot of houses did ask for me to be in their house, but I also wanted to bring some of my kids with me. And a lot of people didn't want no one shot. They didn't want no package of deals, right? They said, bitch, you're coming or you're not bringing your fucking squad with you. So that's what they gave me. And I was like, I really want a few of my kids to come. And the project let me bring a few of my kids. So of course, I had to, you know, try out and things like that. And a few of them came. Farrah, who at the time hadn't transitioned, but transitioned now. Natalie, a few of the kids came over with me. And it was good because I didn't want to leave them and abandon them because I was leaving, right? So I'm really big on family and big on being there for my family. And in 2007, was it 2007 or 2008 I came to the ball, Shady, that you had, the Da Vinci Ball?
Yeah. Da Vinci was at Brooklyn.
Was it 07 or 08 that you had that function? 08, right? 07, I think. 07 or 08.
07.
Okay, so it was 07. I saw a flyer for all women's. I was like, what is this? They have women's houses. Japan at the time was my friend, and Japan said, yes, we have all women's house. I'm in the house with Da Vinci, and we're having a house ball. You should come. It's going to be in the lab in Brooklyn. And I was like, oh, okay. Did I even judge? I don't even remember. I think I judged that. And then when she kind of like knew I was, then I was asked to judge. I was like, okay, this is, and those were the best goodie bags I ever got in my life, Shady, okay? They had bottles and nips in there. They had perfume. I was like, I like this goodie bag. It ain't just candy and this shit. But anyway, it was really empowering for me to see. It was really empowering for me to see women, bitches, trans men. Walk. I was like, this is a whole scene that is dedicated, like the categories are not three categories to the night for us, right? It was like butch category, women's category. At that point, then you have trans men categories, which is that, right? You might have four categories for the whole night, and they might not even call your categories because we weren't that important. So when I went to this ball and I saw that we were the first things, I don't even think they even had like a category for anybody else at the point. I think it was just straight women, butches, semi-aggressive, and things like that, right? Something like that. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I want to create my own women's house. And I worked with my friends to create the House of Skulls, right? It was the House of Skulls, and then evolved to Iman. And I pulled people that I knew, friends, and things like that to create that dynamic. And it was, you know, it was the house of really, really beautiful people, really talented people, and things like that. bad, and we were, like, everybody was battling. Like, it became real hot because the houses were hot. Let's be, you know, to the point where people weren't even talking to each other anymore. It got really, really ugly. But women can make things ugly, right? Some women can make things ugly. So it got ugly, and then because of the ugliness, the scene kind of slowed down a little bit because people were like, oh, I'm not doing this. I'm not being a part of this. I'm not doing that. Because, you know, we petty, right? Petty spaghetti. So that happened. But it was really empowering because it did create a space where we were in Virginia, we were in D.C., we were in Atlanta, we were, you know, in different places, like, having these events. And a lot of people got connected through states with the women's scene and things like that. So that happened. House of Iman is still around and it's in some in forms because I still have a lot of daughters and sons, stuff like that. But we don't even really meet anymore because we used to have organized meetings, all that stuff. We don't even do that anymore. We just kind of, like, are in our group and we talk from time to time. When we have special events, a few people come out back and forth. But it's a shame because it was a powerful scene, right? It's a very powerful scene because
it was
some talent. And it was clearly a lot of talent, a lot of drive, because women don't stand the test of time in the mainstream ballroom scene because they're not number one, right? We're not number one, women, trans women. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, we're kind of like the back burner. It's Butch Queen performance, right? It's Butch Queen realness.
Right.
It's, you know, those kind of, it's Butch Queen runway. It's no matter how they kind of give it a little bit, but it literally is to the point that even some of the songs in the major scenes don't even want to walk anymore. It's like, why am I going to come out and sit and waste my time, right? When I could be living my life like a golden in those senses,
right.
People just leave it alone. So that's kind of my trajectory. And in between all of that, I was working in HIV prevention and worked my way through the ranks. To become the assistant director of HIV prevention at the Hedrick Martin Institute. I've gotten a lot of awards for intervention messaging they've created, the work that I've done through the community, so many accolades. And it's really hard also as a woman, you know, navigating doing prevention work for gay men, right? So because I was working predominantly gay men in those senses, so I was doing that. But I brought my advertising marketing, because I have a degree in advertising and marketing, to the table, and it made it ingenious. It made it fun because I just think that, you know, just telling people to wear a condom doesn't work. It don't work. So how do you kind of work with people's behaviors and work with people? Because, you know, the kind of toothpaste that I like is not the same kind of toothpaste you like, Susan, or Shady, or Jahira. So we have to make sure that we're marketing and we're doing the right things and doing it in the right ways. And then after a while, I burnt out from there too because it's been almost, I don't want to say how many years, but it's been
a
lot. I'm going to date myself like 16, 17 years with a lot of time. So, because I started when I was one. So,
okay.
I started when I was one.
In the womb.
In the womb. I was one of those kids you didn't want in the street. But, yeah, so then I then stopped. Then I segued, because a lot of stuff I did was with events, right? Creating events, working events, doing events for our community. So, I just knew I had all of this experience, so I then applied for a job at the Schomburg Center, which is a former research institution for everything in the Black experience, right? So I applied for the special events manager position there, and I'm working in the special events department. They're doing great things, and it's so funny because I went there, everybody followed me. Like, I still do prevention rentals. I still do prevention things. I still do events that are targeted to our community, so it's never going to really stop, right? It's part of my life in that sense. I continue to do that. I just recently won an award while I was at the Schomburg from the Department of Health for the work I've done with HIV and AIDS, and Shaq was there. It was really sweet to have her there and things like that. So I continue to do the work. The work is part of me. It's in my blood. And that's me in a nutshell. And I've won Women's Face of the Year. And as a big girl, the reason people would say you should walk big girl. This is what Arbor told me at first. He said, walk big girl's face. I was like, well, I got to walk big girl's face? I'm pretty, right? It's about my face, not about my body. So I pushed back. And the first ball I walked, that I walked women's, I just walked women's face. He's like, I want you to walk big girl's face. I was like, no, Arbor, I'm going to walk women's face because my category is women's face because I know that they have a lot of sizes in. Because, you know, it's a man's world, right? So they're looking at body, they're looking at things like that that are not conducive. Because literally, we should all be walking with boxes covering our whole body and just showing our face, right? So let's just, you know, maybe we do that because that's the category. It's not sex iron. It's not model's body. It's not that. It's face. So I kind of, like, pushed that gamut as a big girl and just said, I'm going to keep punching true and walk women's face. I'm not walking bigger. So I've walked big girl's face, too. But it wasn't until later on in my career that I walked Big Girl Face. I've really made my name walking women face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me in a nutshell, in the ballroom scene, as I am, and I continue to do this work. I'm African. I was born in Nigeria, came here when I was younger, and have kind of just, you know, assimilated to be me.
Yeah.
Was that a novel?
Let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Well, I was just curious, on that note of being from Nigeria, how was Ms. Ayodele born?
You're not getting her yet.
Okay,
I have a question, a more serious question first, because that's my girl. So,
Ms. Ayodele is serious, too.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she is sometimes. But my question was, with so much HIV work and activism, what was the transition? Because I know you say you still dabble and all that, but to me, in my earlier life, I did a lot of HIV prevention work as well. And one thing about coming away from it, you kind of feel like you feel guilty about not being there, but you're kind of relieved too because it gets so sad. I know now there's a lot of advancement, but back in the 90s, it was really like crazy. So how does it feel to transition from that work so heavily into the work to now?
It was hard. It was very, very hard because it was very hard, but it wasn't so hard because it literally felt like HIV Prevention Agency followed me. Like, they didn't stop. They don't stop. They still reach out to me for to be part of planning groups. They still reach out to me for my expertise. They still, you know, so, like, it didn't seem like it ended. It was a little less. So I'm still doing, like, I still sit on the House Lives Matter. I still sit on, like, planning groups. So, like, still I'm part of it. And they still ask. So I'm kind of a little bit on the fringes. And I'm still, like, you know, like, in those things, I'm still part of, like, what's going on with the TQ scene and things like that. So it wasn't as hard, but the first couple of months was kind of hard because the kids and everything, and I really missed them. It was hard because every time I got every time I ever got an HIV positive result, I cried.
I cried so many times. Broke my heart.
Yeah, I've cried so many times. But I see all my babies are doing really well, have their apartments, traveling the world, doing their thing. So I know that the little bit that I did give them and they got for me and made sure that they were connected to do what they did helped them in moving and facilitating their life along. The ratio rate of success in the Kiki scene is so much higher than the ballroom scene sometimes to me. I don't want to, you know, be like, a lot of the kids have graduated. A lot of the kids have jobs. A lot of kids are established. A lot of the kids are doing their thing. So I kind of feel good that the dynamic that I created has really created some movers and shakers that really can fend for themselves and do their own. Because there's certain people in the community, I'm like, you are how old and you haven't even gotten basic education. You haven't done basic things. You're still fighting. You're still adding people about their statuses. How silly are you? Like, how old are you? Like, grow up. And you're still downing people because they're trans. You're still putting people down, calling people names. Like, excuse me? Like, really? How old are you? So that's the ignorance that I didn't want to foster. And I'm glad that we do have, like, some of the bad seeds, way more good seeds than there are bad seeds within the Kiki community as well. I mean, there's not good people in the ballroom community too, but it literally seems a little bit more bitter just to me. Just a little bit.
Okay,
Jahira. Sorry.
No, you're okay, Jahira. Well, before we get into Jahira, we have someone that wants to speak. So, welcome, badass. You're live on the air.
No, I pressed the button by mistake. I guess. Carry on. I was just listening.
Go back and play.
I'm back to okay. Where's Jahira?
Well, again, I do want to know how Ms. Ayodele came about.
Okay. So Ms. Ayodele came about, like, every time, like, I would hang out with my friends or my brother, and we would, like, go into straight African, like, accent or, like, making fun of my mom because my mom is, like, dramatic, extra dramatic. But she's not even as dramatic as Ms. Ayodele, right? So I just combined. It's Ayodele because she likes to lay.
No, I guess
she's a thot. She likes to lay down, honey.
But, she was an actor trying to pick up men at the
door. She was busy, honey. She was busy.
She was busy.
But, yeah, it was born, and I was like, well, this is a way for me to make people laugh and to also talk about some issues that are going on in just the world, right? And also just talk about just having fun and talk about things like, you know, I'm able to talk about HIV and STD prevention. And I think Africans heard it. Like, sometimes they don't even think about stuff like that, right? Because maybe it's like, it's kind of like closed. So, like, how do you reach, like, maybe serious topics and then, you know what I'm saying, and then talk about and say it in a fun way. Like, I have one that I have in waiting and talk about domestic violence. Things like that. So it's making sure it's fun topics. But talk about taboo-ish topics or topics that are people don't talk about.
Aisha, I want to invite Miss Ayo Bailey to explain herself and how she feels.
I think she has
about...
to press one. Should she press one?
I see her hand up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can bring her on.
You might want to let her in. Let her in.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
come on, Miss Ayo.
My sisters, I'm Brooke. What's going on? Hey, I am on radio now. I'm doing Shakara. Hey, what's going on, oh? Hey, how are y'all doing? I just came back from Lagos.
How was it?
What?
How was Lagos?
Ah, those are fine boys, oh. Fine boys. Ah, I had a lot of fun now.
But how do you go to the market looking for men and you have a husband?
Hey, I saw you. Do you know how many girlfriends my husband has? I have a lot of girlfriends. I need my own boyfriend too. Huh? When he's out there doing water with his girls, right? I'm supposed to be just sitting there waiting for him. Susan, my sister, now what for you? Now what? Yeah. You want me to sit there and wait for 2 days to come home? He don't never come home. I have to find my own somebody. I have to scratch my itches now. You know that. You know that.
I'm never going to stop crying.
She is a mess.
Oh, what's going on now?
We wanted some of your love. What does a girl do when she's trying to find a young man, like a single girl, not a married woman like you? A single girl. What do you suggest?
There's a lot of judgment on this phone, though. Judgment. I feel judged now. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. We're not in touch. Don't judge me.
I told you to hire. She's crazy. So how do young ladies go about finding a man?
She tries to find a new husband or a girlfriend. You know, we have to be progressive now. Whatever you're trying to find, right? Everybody's through it. You have to make friends. You have to talk to people. You have to go out. You can't sit in your house and think somebody's going to come knocking on your door. Like, boom, boom, boom. I'm looking for you. It's not happening. You have to go out. Get around. And you have to set around for more than one now. You have to do like six. And then you can whittle it down to one. But have like six in it. Because every time you have one, you're always stressing out, crying. Oh, where's my man? No. You have more than one now, so you have like six, and you pick from the six. Yes, that's how you do it. And honestly, I just changed my whole voice right now.
Yeah. I even want to say something.
Oh my God. You guys just made me change my whole voice laughing. I can't.
But you know what, Aisha? I want to speak to Aisha for a second. I've seen a lot of people online now trying to do that, but they're like from Oklahoma somewhere in the American country. And
yeah.
what do you think?
A lot of people, Africa is trending right now, right? It's trending. Afrobeat music is hot right now. Everybody wants to get back into their roots. Everybody's wearing African material. Everybody wants to be so black, so African. So it's like, it's cool to do, right? Because it's funny. And like, they have like, some people have like millions of followers doing the African voices and things like that, because at one point, people made fun of the African voices, right? So that's why it's so funny mm-hmm. when you hear it, because people made fun of it. So we're taking it back and using it for ourselves as African, like, you know, as people who were born in Africa, taking it back
yeah.
using it for ourselves. So people just use it to make fun or to think that it's, you know, funny. Because is this meme that I know they used to trend a lot with the little boy that had the little, like, white dirty pants or whatever. And that was, like, the viral meme that went around for a long, long time. And it was so funny because it was Africa and it was supposed to be just dirt poor places. But I want people to know that Africa is progressive. There are millionaires there. They're middle class. There's every layer of kind of person in Africa, right? There are people that, you know, do still want, just like there are people here that are in need here in America or in Europe and things like that. And I want people that are African American to also go and visit Africa. I want to open it up. That's why when I was there, I made sure I filmed a couple of things, showed a couple of things, because I want people to go and visit. Because people are quick to go to Europe or go to thing. What do you get? These are people that, you know, the people in Europe and people in America, they enslaved us. They brought us here. They brought a lot of people here. So I'm going to use my money or my assets to visit, like, Caribbean islands or Africa or some Latin countries. Like, I don't want to visit Europe anymore. I don't want to go to Iceland to go take a swim in that hot water. I'm not interested in all of that. I don't want to be anywhere where my people
That water is supposed to be, what do you call it, therapeutic in Iceland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. There's the healing water in Africa, too.
Yeah.
Carry yourself to Africa and get in the hot springs in Jaws. They have the same springs in Jaws.
Go
there and get healed.
How long were you there? You were there for about a month. Like.
I was
there
for 3 weeks now. Nothing more. 3 weeks. I wish I was there for a month now. 3 weeks now. 3 weeks.
Would you say for a month you would have had 2 husbands? Would you say,
Shady? Yeah. 2 weeks now.
I said you got 4 minutes unless you added time.
We almost had the time.
3 weeks is a lot.
My brother said, you're rushing me off the phone. You see, you are enemy of progress. Enemy of progress. That's what they call people that are haters. Enemy of progress. You want to rush me now. I have my little time, my little 15 minutes of fame. You want to rush me. Okay. Hurry up now. What's your question? Shady, I'm waiting for your question first now.
You stayed in Africa so long. If I went there with you, I would have had to come back like after the most at a week.
A week?
So see, you're from, you have, you that's your home. That's your
homeland. Why would you guys come back in a week, though? Why? Because I'm telling you, if you're exploring and, like, it's kind of like you have to get to know, like, right? And there's beaches mm-hmm. there. There's things there. You know, like, everything that you have here, like, literally, like, somebody said to me when I posted my picture of because I celebrated my birthday in Lagos, right? And somebody really said underneath my picture, oh, they got clubs like that in Lagos. I'm like, nigga, are you fucking ignorant? Mm-hmm. Like, for real, son? They have clubs. They got bottle service. They got all of that. Everything.
Oh, I would love that. Because
every place replicates what's
longer.
Happening.
Really?
If somebody watches JoJo, stay longer. But, yeah, there's a lot of ignorance, mm-hmm. so people have to go visit and see. Because the reason that white Anglo-Saxons make it so, like, not attractive, it's because they're enjoying Africa, and you guys are sitting here looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. most people vacation in Africa are white, and they enjoy it. They have fun. They bring their little – they bring everything there. They have – so they're there enjoying themselves. So we need to also capitalize and bolster back our economy. Like a place like Ghana, for instance, is offering land and a Ghana citizenship for African Americans to come and invest and become business people in Ghana. Did anybody know that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's dope to think about. Like, these countries want us there, like what Shaq is doing in Kenya and, like, you know, like things like that. We have to go back. It's hard. It's not easy, of course, like, because there's red tape, there's everything, but we have to, in whatever form we can, make sure that we're giving back, because most of the black people that are in America were from West Africa. They were brought here from mm-hmm. West Africa. And I walked the pathways mm-hmm. where our slaves were dragged and all your ancestors were killed. Like, everything, literally, most of the people that are here are from West Africa. They were brought from West Africa.
Yeah.
So thinking about that, like, you know, saying this is your countries. Your countries are there.
Yeah.
This is for you to go see it. And that's
Shady,
that
when
mind.
We go to Africa.
Start with Ghana.
Shady. Shady.
Shady ain't over Africa. Shady loved the Caribbean, Dana. Shady always loved the Caribbean. That's it. Shady is a Caribbean baby. But I'm glad that Shady does a lot more Caribbean and baby selected. Like, I want you to go to places that our people were taken to so that we can support our people that work in those hotels and our people that work in those places, because us being there, them seeing our faces makes them happy. So that's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
We go next year to Africa.
So when we going, Shane?
Next year.
Next year.
Yeah. The Africa travel, so we'll make sure you guys have the best time and things like that. So.
Desi, really?
Just let us
Your
know.
Mom?
Yeah, my mother's a travel agent. Yep.
I did not know that.
I knew that.
Shady knew
that.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we only have to. So she's going to set us up right. We don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Guide, call, all of that. So that you just have to just enjoy yourself. And that's it. And your money goes longer in Africa too. Like, you know, the exchange rates are always usually good.
Ooh.
To buy. Like,
well,
okay,
those
like,
of you who are listening, we need to start planning this now. We need to start planning this now because I'm dead serious.
Go make it happen.
Let's go. Let go. Whenever you're ready, I will be a part.
I'm so, so down.
Get her a little African trade. Jahira, get your little African trade.
She got a husband.
Wait a minute. My brother, too. Let me be quiet. I'm sorry. Jahira, I tell him I said that, okay? He told me he's not listening.
And he's listening.
Lord have mercy.
My brother, I was just joking now. My brother, I was just joking. Y'all listen to me all weekend. Don't even listen.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't do that now. Don't even do that.
You're trying to get somebody in trouble.
I'm just joking. That's my mindset, though.
You are crazy. Your daddy came out. She's such a
We get me in trouble now.
That is funny.
But
I'm seriously excited. I really want to go.
All right,
I was always afraid of being stuck with some crazy agent who stuck me somewhere I didn't want to be. But now that I know that your mom is a travel agent, it's on.
We'll make sure that you have a good time.
Oh, my God. What's the best time of the year to go?
I mean, you want to go when it's hot, or you want to go when it's cool?
Cool. Not cold. It doesn't get cold, right?
No, it gets cool.
Cold.
So if it,
like New York cold.
In September, it's cool. It's like a little bit of a rainy season. But if you go October to December, it's blazing hot.
Oh, good. Blazing. Yeah, doing blazing. No.
Like you won't come.
We'll plan. We'll make a plan.
And seriously,
yeah.
2018.
For sure.
All right,
bring it on down. Let's.
No, we're gonna have to make this happen. But Aisha, please promise me you'll come back, and please bring Ms. Ayodele with you.
Get some questions from people, and I will come on and do advice segment. Let me know whenever you need me.
Okay.
Because Ayodele, she likes to be in everybody's business.
Y'all heard that,
so you
right?
Know.
We're going to have an Ask Ayodele segment.
Whenever you're ready,
yes.
Just let me know.
It's going to be a cackle.
Okay. Well, y'all got me. Well,
thank you.
Everything that you guys are supporting, we build together. Thank you so much.
Yes,
Aisha.
Exactly.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you for everybody who listened or didn't listen. We love you.
No, we have a good crowd listening.
Good. Thank you, everyone that listened. And I look forward to talking to everybody and inboxing if you need any more information.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Both of y'all. Both of y'all have a great evening.
Yeah, exactly, Shady. Her and Ayodele.
Yeah.
All right, Jahira.
No.
I was waiting for Jahira to do our closeout, but we keep interrupting her.
This is a show I will never forget. I'm sure that none of us will. And we will be here next Thursday. Susan, what do we have coming up next Thursday?
Hopefully, we have Tammy PA. Is that still on, Shady?
I'll get back to you. I thought.
Now we got to get back to you.
We'll
be on here anyway. We'll be here.
Yeah, we got you. I'll let you know something by tonight.
All right.
I thought.
We will certainly be in the building next Thursday.
Whatever. Go ahead. Yeah, exactly. And on the 28th, we'll have Kellen Lee speaking about trends in the military band.
I got the week set up. I got you.
No, you didn't.
And without trying to put a damper on the night, I would like to acknowledge the life and legacy of Derica Banner. This news just came in a couple of hours ago. She is the 19th person of trans experience who died by violence in 2017. So our thoughts and prayers are with her friends and loved ones always. And on a brighter note, we will definitely have something going on next week, and we look forward to seeing you all then.
And closing out with Lace Ashley's song, Can't Wait. So thank you all for showing up and supporting us as usual. Good night.
Good night.
My breath when I'm with you. That body, that face, those eyes. I lose all sense when I'm with you, girl. You know you've got me hypnotized.